Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for another day, and that you have left us alive means that we still have responsibility to witness for you and to tell others about you. And oh God, this world, this life would be unbearable without the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit, without your grace, without your mercy, without your favor and your faithfulness to us and to your own plan and to your Son, we could not do this down here. And oh God, we repent to you for how we have failed you in the past. And we thank you, oh God, for your understanding of the frailty of our frames. So much so until you sent Jesus. And oh God, even as we are faltering in our witness many times, we just say to you, God, that we can't do anything decent, right, or good without your assistance and your help. So, Lord, I pray for the person who is hearing this. Lord, I don't know what today may bring. Life, oh God, has told me and taught all of us that anything is bound to happen. So God, I pray now a preventative prayer for this person that you would keep them all throughout the day, oh God, and that you will cancel, oh God, the designs of the enemy. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would protect them as you always have from danger seen and unseen. We know, oh God, that you use even the devil to bring about your will and your plan because he has some power and you have all power. And we know, Father, that some devilment, you use it for your divine purposes, because you are able to make all things work together for the good of them who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. And we understand, Father, that living in this world, we have now become subject to the situation that Adam and Eve placed us in. We know some of it, Father, just has to occur. But we pray now, Lord, for all of the unnecessary things that the devil would try to bring our way. We pray, Father, that you would rid us of all of it and that you would continue to supply us enough joy for the journey so that we'll have strength to keep moving forward in you. I ask you to bless the person who's hearing this, beginning, oh God, with their health. I pray, Father, that you would keep them healthy, oh God. I pray, Father, that if there's anything that's in their bodies that is not supposed to be there, be it a virus or a cancer or infection or any foreign thing, I pray, Father, now that you'd rid them of it now. Cancel it now. Every cancerous cell, every infected cell, every virus. I pray now, Father, that you would rid their bodies of it right now. Bless them, God, physically. Of course, God, most importantly, bless them physically. I pray that you bless them financially, occupationally, oh God. I pray that they'd have peace, that you'd keep and bless their families, And thank you, O God, that you hold all of our future in your hands. Give them a great day, Father, and a great rest of the week. Give them fulfillment in their purpose of life, O God. Just illuminate the path so that we can walk in your way. Help us, Father. Help us, Father, where we're weak, to know the strength of relying upon you. We need your help down here. We need your help. Bless your church, universal, all the way down to local. Bless your children to be witnesses for you so that the lost can come to know you before it's everlasting, too late. And thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit is making intercession for the things that I may have left out in this prayer. I'm sure I did. But thank you for your Holy Spirit that transmits and translates what we need to be saying in the absence of what we are saying, God. We love you. Hear us and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope that today will be a great day for you by choice. You can choose it to be so. You don't have to wait for stuff to happen. You don't have to happen because of things. But you can make things happen because you were created in the image of God. You have the ability to choose. I pray that you have a good day. And if you're hearing this message for the first time, this little voice for the first time, my voice is not important, but that which my voice is attempting to convey is what is most important. More specifically, that you give your life to Christ. If you have not, it's easy to do, as simple as A, B, and C. Acknowledge your need for God. Acknowledge that you need a Savior because you are a sinner. That's the A. B, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose again. And C, confess that with your mouth, because you believe it in your heart. And the Bible, according to Romans 10:19, says, thou shalt be saved. I made that decision in 1979, nearing my 9th birthday. Best decision I've ever made. I hope that you will also come to know the Christ of God salvifically. And I'll get a chance to see you on this side or on the other side. But the Lord bless you. God loves you. And I love you. This is Pastor Morris Bethel of Brooklyn, New York. Bye-bye.